Good morning. It's, finally my time. Thank heavens, after that whole debate of the king and the constitution, which one has more authority over the other. And, one thing we know is that...
Hear about it.
Whoever has the... if you want to see who has the ultimate power, look at who ultimately controls the land. That's one thing we've come to learn. And who controls... the land, that's where the money is. But we're not going to talk about that. We have something different in mind, and that is... this weekend was Africa Day. And I only realized that after I looked on my... Well, let me not lie to you. I looked at social media. That's when I said I saw that. I didn't know that it would be Africa Day. That's how un-African we are. But for some reason, we all know when it's Christmas, when it's New Year, when it's European Day. Vatsukje.
Speak for yourself. Don't say that's how African we are. I knew it was Africa Day.
You didn't know.
I did. I even had a conversation on Africa Day. I only forgot later in the evening when they were telling me to get out of the Ndingoshos. Which is not cute at all. Because what do you mean? You are closing early and I should go home.
Because it's Africa Day, go home and celebrate. But okay, look, that's one thing I always, you know, I told one lady, you know, it was one of those Sunday when you had a very interesting weekend, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I woke up in the morning and my fridge was empty. The food was there, don't get me wrong. There's something missing there. So I ran to the nearest store and it was like, you know, these days you find this fridge with like a notice that no, we don't sell alcohol on Sunday. I was like, dude, come on.
Yes.
The guy we're worshipping today, it was his idea to turn water into wine. Why am I being punished?
Yeah, honestly, I honestly don't know what public holidays have to do with throats being open.
It's like... who even came up with these rules? Because these are some of those things we basically have to look at.
That is actually the day we were supposed to be allowed to drink freely, so that by Monday we are back on track.
Can you imagine the confusion? They sell alcohol in the very same day they know I will be at work,
mm-hmm.
and the day that they know I will be at home, they close.
Doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense. Look, I think whoever came up with these whole rules was either Catholic, Seventh-day Adventist, Jehovah's Witness, and who else I can think of? It's either that or most likely or Muslim can also fall in that category. And because it's confusing, because if you just ask the right people, if you ask the right consumers of the products, they will tell you that having alcohol sale on Monday, it's a bad idea.
And having it on a Saturday is a good idea. Or having it on a Friday that constitutes as a public holiday is a good idea. Because look,
let's not get carried away. Let's make it every Friday.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, I'm just saying...
Mm-hmm.
That's a public holiday, because public holidays tend to fall on any day they choose.
Uh-huh.
They are not very consistent.
You see, the funny thing is, now, even even if it's a public holiday, they'll be like, it's a public holiday. We don't sell alcohol. I'm like, what the heck are you talking about? This is literally the right time to sell it, because I would just get wasted, go home and sleep. Now, when it's Monday, I have to get wasted and, you know, go on air. Make an idiot out of myself and then come back tomorrow morning and... all of a sudden, even the people that have never called into Eagle FM are calling in. So, how was yesterday? That was one heck of a show.
And people don't forget.
We never thought you could say something like that. And you are like, and that's one thing I don't like about getting wasted so bad. Because now you're like, everyone remembers the stupid thing that I did, except me.
Mm-hmm.
Now I have to depend, for the first time in the history of mankind, I have to depend on them. Telling me all the damn things I did. Yeah, you remember this time when you were wearing your box on your head? Wait, what? I did that?
How did I end up there?
How? We're also wondering the same thing. Perhaps you could enlighten us. But one thing that also took place this weekend, it turns out, was a presidential debate. Yeah.
I missed that one.
You missed it. It's it's a good thing you missed it. Because you are not the only one that missed it. SWAPO missed it. PDA missed it. IPC missed it. LPM missed it.
So, all of us missed it.
So when you see those guys missing it, just know that everyone missed it.
Yeah.
But to be fair, there are those that basically made, there are those that made their time. That's RP, RDP, UDF, and Ali Angola and Rosa Namises did, however, take part in the discussion. Also, those are the independent candidates.
But, that is like you saying, you came to my house to get known, but the parents were not at home.
Okay. I'll give you another example. There was a meeting at Eagle FM, but Michael missed it, France missed it, John Walenga missed it, and then Monica missed it. However, Helmut was in attendance, and Helene was there. Like, what meeting are you talking about? Was that an Eagle FM meeting or it was a chilling event?
I'll go with the letter.
Yeah, but bravo to those that made it, because it goes to show that, their dedication to their citizens. And interesting enough, 2011,
mm-hmm.
not 2011, 2019 presidential elections, how many political parties do we have? 15. Now, according to the ECN's own website, we have 19. And these guys have a budget allocation. I have a feeling two ways of getting rich in Namibia. One, start a political party. Two, start a church.
I can do both.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you can also do both, as you you can tell from one, Christian party there. So, you can do both.
I'm sure you and I can do both. We should put it in our pipeline of things to achieve by Vision 2030.
Yeah, but to pull that off, though, what will we need?
I'll tell you what. You just need to know the Bible like the palm of your hand. No, I didn't. I'm like freestyling right now. You just need to know the Bible like the palm of your hand. That's the only way you can twist it. That's the one important thing I was taught in life.
Really? Putting on the wrong headset.
Yeah, for a very long time now. So that's the one thing I was taught in life. If you wanted to bend the rules, you needed to know the rules so that you are able to bend them properly. So you need to learn everything like the palm of my hand, so that even when we wake you up at night and ask you, what does ECN say about what political parties, you are able to tell us straight from your sleep. And so that when we come ask you, on which day did Jehovah wake up, you know who and what and how many days did it take Jonas to come back from the shark. You need to be able to tell us everything without skipping a single detail. That is the only way you can sell your story to the majority of the people.
Okay, I'll come back to that, but just a few things. I think one of the best story that's missing from the Bible is Jonas' wife's reaction. Not recording that story was the worst biblical idea. Those writers of those, there was a story there. Because we have a reaction of Job's wife to his suffering. That they had to record.
But not why? Why but not the one of the 3 days disappearance?
Exactly. I just disappeared and, honey, you will not believe why I, wasn't at home for the past 3 days.
Maybe she was also swallowed somewhere else.
Not really a big deal.
Yeah, but maybe she was also swallowed elsewhere. In that
although those stems in the 21st century, if you just came to and used that as an excuse, your wife will still understand it in a very, 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 very terrible way. Well, I was swallowed by a fish.
Yeah.
21st century, that can mean anything. Now, the thing is, I think, I think recording, recording Jonas, Job's wife's reaction to Job's suffering and not recording Jonas' wife's reaction to him disappearing for 3 days and coming back with an excuse of, I was swallowed by a fish. I think that would make for an interesting story. I have a feeling, biblical writers sat together and they were writing this story and were like, yeah, if we put this one in, no one is going to take religion serious.
No, look.
Yeah, so now, coming back to you. Okay, now I'll come back after you finish your look. Now, go.
I forgot what I was going to say.
Really?
But I promise you it's not a lie.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, no, it slipped my mind.
Okay. Now, here's the thing. Now, coming back to you. Now, I understand. Now, I just understand why a lot of these big companies always sort of like break the rules.
Mm-hmm.
And rarely, they are held accountable, but they rarely are. Maybe one in a million times that they're held accountable, because one, before they come and quote unquote invest in your country, they have hire an army of lawyers and accountants to study your laws and your finances and make sure they understand it inside out more than you yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And then they come and say, we think your environment is very investment conducive. Now, when they say that, our first understanding is we have the best democracy, of course, a political stability. Meanwhile, the guys are looking at all the financial loopholes they're going to exploit.
It's never about best circumstances. Political
stability.
It's always the loopholes they are talking
about. Oh, yeah.
That's what they're happy with. Yes. Because if I'm seeing Helmut
Why do we
is
keep
doing
for this
a...
Clip?
Because there's something about money that just makes you behave like you are not fine in the head.
I think I know what that something is.
I don't know how to pinpoint it per se, but there's just something special about money that makes you behave like you are on expired drugs.
Yeah, it makes you afford things. When it enables you to afford things, you start thinking with your bank account instead of your head.
Mm.
Yeah. Because, every presentation that's being made by a foreign investor, when you have not been given a brown envelope, you will analyze the presentation word for word using your what? Your brain. But after being given a brown envelope, you substitute your head for that brown envelope and you start thinking with your bank account. And when you are thinking with your bank account, the only thing that matters is how much is in.
No. When they think about with the bank account, it's still better. It gets worse when they start to think with the stomach only.
Oh,
as long
yeah.
as you are fed, you are fine.
Oh, no, don't get me wrong. Being a guy,
Because sometimes I also think with the bank account, it's okay. Like, there's little to nothing, but I still think with it. How much is left? What can I do to make sure the more goes in? Or what can I do to make sure what is there is not touched for the next 2 or 3 weeks?
No, that's a positive way of thinking with a bank account. The negative way is that what's in it for me? Because you don't care what this presentation says,
mm-hmm.
how much employment is going to be created. Of course, you're going to write that down for the following morning's paper and the press release. But what you're basically looking forward to is, he will get to the bottom of the presentation. After that whole public presentation that you media guys attend and take pictures and write stories about.
How many millions are coming to me?
The real meeting is behind the right, now that we don't have cameras in front of us. We are willing to invest here and steal this much money and natural resources from your country, but we'll give you this percentage.
Mm-hmm.
What do you say? Well, in that case...
Didn't have the percentage.
Well, Well, why didn't you say so? We could have avoided that whole presentation. Relax. We needed a cover. That's investment in a nutshell, guys. That's investment in a nutshell. We needed that as a cover. From
yeah,
now
you
on...
You always need a cover.
From now on, anyone that, we're going to be stealing money and we want you to defend us. Or these bank statements of us sending you money for this brown envelope will be in a documentary. The other example we cannot use.
Yes. Worst comes to worst and I ever become corrupted, name. Guys, there is no way on God's beautiful green earth that you are going to send me money via anything. We are going to meet and you are going to give that money to me. I don't want many stories. I don't care about your excuses.
So you want hard cash?
I want hard cash.
You do realize you are a Namibian, right?
Yes.
When you live in Namibia, you don't have a place to hide money.
Don't worry. I'll call Tatera Mafosa and we'll figure out something.
He has a terrible track record of hiding his from us, from South African citizens. It worked
from Namibian citizens. I'm sure we'll figure something else out.
So he'll be like, you know what? I've done this before, especially with your people. You're gonna have to be a little careful.
Mm-hmm.
So sofas are ruled out. Yeah, we can't do that. Ceilings ruled out. You definitely can't bury it at a farm because, well. Again, ruled out.
Fish Road
boys basically proved that. One thing I like about Namibians is that I think we can smell money.
From far.
Uh-huh. We have a sixth sense that is specifically designed as a money detector. It's in Namibians. The problem I think we are going to work on is basically learning to disappear with the money we steal. We don't have a good track record with that. Whether we get this money from outside or get it from inside.
Yeah, they always get caught, eh?
Yeah.
And that is my problem. You are not supposed to be caught.
Like, why are you getting caught with $20
million? Look, if you succeeded with the stealing, how don't you have a backup plan? Like, you are so smart to succeed, but then you get caught after 2 weeks.
Like, I always tell people, guys, find a country that doesn't have any extradition treaties with Namibia and find a way to get out. And a way to get out of the country, you're going to have to bribe your way out. So
when
you're planning your heist, no, there are those that are planning on stealing 300,000 and thinking they can get out of the country with that amount of money. Look, the thing is, in other words, when you are stealing money in Namibia, it's sort of like investing money in Namibia. Make sure you have a bribe on budget.
Make sure this you is have how a much budget I'm gonna for steal. Bribing.
Exactly. This is how much I'm going to steal. And 10% of it is going to bribes. We're talking from the security guy at a guy there at the gate here at Eagle FM to the airport. You have all these bribes. And the thing is, problem with us is you steal money from a minister of defense and then stay in Komasda. Look, I'm not saying we are bad at stealing. I'm just saying we are terrible at hiding the money and ourselves.
Yeah,
all places.
But I think that's also the...
You have someone who steal money. No, Kakaran, and then Chile in Rundu. Guys, seriously.
Yeah. The thing is, I don't know why people are stealing in Namibia, because I don't think they are stealing for the right reasons.
Yeah.
If you are going to get caught with $200 million that fast, you had so many ways out. Bruh. $200 million is a lot of money to buy a way out of Africa. And even come back as a new man.
Yep.
You know someone that died years ago, you just go get their face, come get the documentations here.
All you just have to do is hide it in some offshore somewhere and then hire a lawyer. I know who, but I won't mention them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. To represent you. And last I checked, they are very good at it for the right price. They'll be there defending you.
So, I think, you know, when you spoke about hiding, if I get to that point of having the money that needs to be hidden, I think I know where to hide it.
Please don't say sofas.
Nope.
Okay, then go on. Don't say farm.
You take the guy that steals and you make him hide it for you. Thieves don't like being stolen from.
Please elaborate.
Look. You have two kids. One steals, the other one doesn't. So for you to make sure nothing is being stolen at home, you put the one that steals in charge of caretaking.
Oh, well, they're going to steal from you. How sure are you that they're not going to steal from you?
Yeah, they cannot steal from themselves. That is the trick. You put them in charge. They become responsible for it. If I give you $100 now that you are going to steal from me, and I say, Helmut, please keep this 100 for me. Hold it. What are the chances you can steal it from yourself?
Oh, no, I'm going to steal. I'm not going to steal it. I'm just going to spend it irresponsibly.
If you spend it irresponsibly, different case, but you'll at least leave behind $50 for me. And you'll probably tell me, no, mommy, it got lost. Yes, sir, the other 50. You'll tell me a bunch of stories, but at least all of it won't be gone.
No, point of correction. By no mommy, she meant no honey.
no honey.
Yeah, no honey. What mommy?
Say mommy.
Oh, that's kindy. You see, it took me a while, but now I get it. Thanks.
Yes.
Yeah, now I get it. You see, in our 22 minutes past the hour of 10, Mind the Gap with Helmut here on Eagle FM. Now, look.
No, not with Helmut alone, please.
With Helmut and Moneni.
As a belief.
As a belief. African sounds very interesting. But, presidential debate, though. I have 8 minutes before I start taking. Before I start taking calls. One thing that has been established is that there are two ways of getting instant porridge rich here: start a church or start a political party. Those are two and three, respectively.
Okay.
Number one will be you knowing a guy who knows a guy who knows a guy who is probably corrupt. Knowing a guy who knows a guy who knows a guy who has a sense of morality is not going to make you money. You have to find someone who is hell-bent on winning. Well, more like making money, kind of winning.
Once upon a time, someone told me morals didn't pay bills. And right then, I got angry because I was like, my morals. But after a while, I sat down and I was like, yeah, he was right. Morals don't pay bills, but still, you don't throw it in my face.
Yeah, you go to sleep. That's a good thing. Without crack. I think.
Yeah, so morals don't pay bills. So you need to know a guy that does not have morals if you're going to make it out of the, to the other side of the jungle, to the side where people, you can leave your aircon on for the whole month.
You know, it's the scariest book I've ever read when it comes to power. The Prince by Machiavelli, because he homeboy wrote the book on exactly that, on that statement. He's writing, it's about 95 pages. It's less than 100 pages.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really realize, I've read a lot of books that basically describes power, especially from its complicated form where the economics merges with politics,
mm-hmm.
because that's the most complicated part of it. In both political discussion only, it's too good to be true. There's too much fantasy than reality. In only economic terms, too much fantasy than reality. But in the middle here where they meet,
yeah. That's where they
like,
kind of
balance.
Well,
like, you have to do these economic terms, but you can't do it without getting these political terms. Yeah. So this ground where they meet is a very brutal one. When you look at it either from a political standpoint, as in getting into power, or from from economic terms, as in getting into the corporate world.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't be nice in the corporate world. You can't afford to be nice.
And if you are nice, you need to have something backing you.
You're going to be kicked out really fast. Because, the thing is, it's not that the system itself is brutal. It's just that there are those that that are willing to stop it nothing to win.
Yes.
That means where you are saying no, this is where I draw the line. They are going to march across that line.
They don't care. They are forging through your line.
Yeah.
To the very end.
So once it's one of those realities we don't like to acknowledge from time to time. But the reality is, be it the political world or the economic world,
those two need each other.
Yeah.
To be sustainable and to continue.
There's one psychologist, I think, that pointed out that modern society, from a political standpoint and economic standpoint,
mm-hmm.
is designed for psychos. You have to be a psycho to thrive. Because, again, you have to get to the point where... No, that's Moneni.
I don't know why she wants to expose that part.
That's Abigail.
It's in the past.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, now, the thing is, Now, the thing is, I know the head of, is it the head of UNICEF? I always forget that lady's name. She has an advanced degree in law. Obama and the wife, advanced degree in law. John Bolton, advanced degree in law. It's like everyone that has an advanced degree in law that I know, that I at some point looked at, as role models.
Mm-hmm.
These guys went to Ivy League, graduated with, top of their class. You'd think they would put what they learned in the class to practice and basically uphold international morals in international legal terms. No.
Will it benefit them if they did?
Obama's foreign policy is responsible for blowing up Libya. I can imagine homeboy was just sitting at home, trying to figure things out by just working in law firm studies. It didn't work. It's like, yeah, you know what? I think blowing up a country is much easier.
And than fixing what I've damaged.
Than fixing one. And you have one guy that I always referencing, the guy who at some point our Ministry of Mines and Energy was said to have approached to come and help us, draft our oil laws.
Mm-hmm.
He's a Cameroonian businessman. Guess what? He's a lawyer by training. He has an advanced degree in law studying in the U.S. And I think somewhere 2015, at the height of the Darfur conflict in Sudan, he was there working for the UN. And one thing that he realized that he points in his book is that he realized that the conflict was not really about this guy was not really about the good guy versus the bad guy. It was just about destabilize the area so that you can get the resources easily. And then, you can imagine then he went to like, you know what, screw this. And he started his own energy firm. And now he's a multi-millionaire. And a very, very, very controversial guy.
Such people take advantage of the law because they can see it from both sides.
Oh, yeah.
They can see it from both sides and they can tell that there is no wrong in this. There is no right in this. This is just someone that is trying to, take advantage of one person, make you weak, bring up loopholes so they can take from you.
Oh, yeah.
And then he also saw an opportunity for himself.
Yeah, he was like, you know what? Fight. If you can't win, join them. And join them he did. Like, the thing is, there are people that really started from the ground that were in their heads, they really wanted to help people. And then they get to the point where they realize that, you know what? You can't fight these guys because, well, for one, it's a system, one, so sophisticated. Because if you look at, if you look at controversies like the Panama Papers, and you look at the Namibians that are involved in stealing and stashing money in offshore havens. These are not your Saki Shangalas. No. Compared to these guys, the Saki Shangalas are the horse mackerel of that world. Like, these guys are on top there.
They're the sharks.
They're the sharks. And you, common Moneni, think and fight these sharks.
You cannot. So if the opportunity arises, I'm becoming a shark.
Oh, I'm becoming one really fast.
I'm becoming a shark.
People are so killing us for promoting violence. But no.
Look.
It's a reality on the table.
It's reality. That's just, it's sad, but it's reality. And that is why I have a new prayer point. I'm ashamed to say it here, but I have a new prayer point in my life.
It's not a husband, is it?
I know. Those are small things. Guess. In terms of becoming sharks.
Like knowing a guy who knows a guy? No, or marrying a rich guy?
No. Yeah. I'm praying corruption does not end before it benefits me. Case closed.
So that means you are not agreeing with our Namibian ambassador to China when he said, let's, bring up death sentence for everyone who is doing corruption. He didn't say it in those exact words, but when you say that, let's handle corruption the Chinese way,
but,
that's how they handle corruption.
But let me take you back to what you said in the beginning when deals are being struck, eh?
Mm-hmm.
The media is called. A few things are said here
for
and
the formality.
Yes. And then there, when the doors are finally closed and you guys have left, a different conversation is had.
Uh-huh.
So it is what it is.
Now, where were we? Yeah, we were saying.
Even ambassador himself, there are a few bones in the closet. If they just come out, he'll be the first example of what he said.
You know, I have a feeling that politicians use their closets, I mean, use each other's closets to blackmail themselves into doing something for, you know, each other.
Yeah.
Well, I know I have debt on you, so I will just be threatening you that you have to do this, otherwise I will expose them. And then, table's 10, you will set up a trap for me, I'll fall into it, and it's your 10. So
that is what I don't understand about politics.
If you walk into Helene's house and find me doing dishes.
Just know.
It has nothing to do with romance at all.
It is not him being romantic. No. He has probably touched something or done something and I have receipts and I'm like, look, but then that is my problem with those type of things. So if now I'm gonna allow you into my space to do dishes because I have some dirt on you. Mm-hmm. What are the chances you'll find dirt in my kitchen?
Oh no, that's just an example. Because what they do is they make sure that I'm far away from you. You are far away from my dirt.
In a way, they miss it.
Oh yeah.
In so many ways, you miss the whole point of the blackmail, and then the blackmail ends up with more debt on you, and now you guys are just going in circles.
Yeah, back and forth.
Yeah. In fact, you end up leaving each other alone. You are like, you know what? We are both masters of our own worlds. Let's just go exist.
One Nation Under Blackmail. That's one book I recommend. You will understand how a blackmail is a very big, blackmail. Those people that are journalists, not presenters. Those ones that are in the field there with cameras, those ones that become journalists and become very good with their cameras that they decide to major in private investigating.
Mm-hmm.
So what I do, I worked with one, by the way. I was scared of that guy. I'm still scared of that guy. I looked at his card as like a private investigator. Like, so it's you. So, this is how they do it. This is not me talking. This is my One Nation Under Blackmail.
Mm-hmm.
I invite you for a party. Get you wasted. Or I give her money. I know this one will fall for it. I'm pointing at Abigail.
Mm.
She will fall for it. And you know, she will take that money and then throw a party and then set you up because I know you two are, you know, tight.
Mm.
So she will set you up and I have my recording tools out there. She will bring me the recording tools. I will give her the money. And the next thing you know, you are receiving a envelope. That's, of a USB with a copy of what I have. Oh, boy.
It'd be your own people.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's always your own people.
It's your own people.
It's always your own people.
It is the ones that you hold here dear to your heart. And that is what
the
I say.
The ones that are within reach to stand.
Yes, because this is what I say on a constant basis. I don't think someone that does not know you has the capability of breaking you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. You know, interesting thing you point that out. Do you know that generally, witchcraft works the same way?
Explain.
Yeah, I have this. Most people that you find here that are afraid to be witched,
mm-hmm.
they are not afraid to be witched by someone who is in Ghana or Nigeria now, are they?
No.
They are afraid to be witched by someone mostly at their village, and it's mostly someone they are related to.
Or someone they know.
Or
they have been entanglement with the same people.
Or someone they screwed over. In that case, then you deserve it. But
I didn't screw anyone over, did I?
Oh, I have, so you don't deserve it. Point of correction. Yeah, you don't.
No, they don't.
No, they don't. Because before you say something, think it through. So, 083-238-8401. Now, before we basically, presidential debates, there's one thing that's missing here. Be it a presidential debate, campaign, all those things.
Mm-hmm.
There's one thing that's missing. When someone makes a promise about what they're going to do if you get them elected into office, when they outline all this, I will create employment, housing, and all this, ask them, how are they planning on funding for that? Where are they going to get the money? Last I checked, we are out there in South Asia
begging for food.
So on a global stage, we are like those Angolan kids who have been criticizing this whole time.
The ones with, at least they have Marukos to offer.
Yeah, they have that to offer. We have nothing.
We have something. We have hunger and mouths to beg.
When you have your vrpa and you are driving at the robots and someone comes at your car, at least give them something. Because on a global stage, that guy coming to ask for $2, that's Namibia. That's Namibia. Somewhere in South.
And Namibia is all of us.
Oh, boy. Okay, let me walk you through this. Look, it's the most painful thing you will ever read. And this is... I can't believe this. Okay, look.
Let me read it for you question. Before you cry.
Your Excellency, next time, just let Hengari do this. Because when it's coming from you, it's a little too painful.
I think the guy is using his little time left to shine, eh? He wants to leave a mark.
Yeah, look, if you are going to leave a mark, I'm not going to pin everything on our current president on this one, because we have had this problem for a very long time now. Help! Oh, boy.
Even the way you are saying your help. Come, let me just read it.
Look, whoever wrote this, look, this article, Namibia seeks food aid for international community. I'm not making that up. And again, now that's on page one. Now you go on the next part. The subheading is
help. Bolded capital letters.
Oh, yeah. Very big font. Help. No, I'm not reading that. Let me just get for you the one that's on the surface, because there it's very, it's even more painful. You know when last, Wichi again was declared a state of emergency because of drought?
2014.
What was going on in 2014? Presidential elections. What's going on in 2024?
Elections.
Presidential elections. What do we have? Drought. I'm beginning to believe our deputy prime minister there in deputy minister there in works and transport when he said Swapo and God work hand in hand because this is not ordinary. Presidential election drought 2014. Presidential election
ten
drought
2024.
Like was that 2014 or 2019? There was also a drought in 2019.
Was there a drought in 2019? I don't remember much about 2019.
Now, I have it in my laptop, but I think so. Hang on a second.
The only thing I remember about 2019 is the fish rot saga and how much alcohol I was drinking.
I didn't drink a lot in 2019. Let's take a call. Eagle FM, goeiemôre. Hello.
Yes, hello, how are we?
Fine, how are you?
Hello.
Hello.
I'm all right. How are you, Moneni?
I'm good, how are you?
What's your
name? Moneni.
Oh, Moneni, okay. Man, hello.
Mm-hmm.
We are coming for good.
Help!
And at this time, we are not even looking at what, maybe like in the dustbin or whatever. We are going out there.
Mm.
When they say
What does it tell you now? A candle of independence for 34 years.
When they say that invest in agriculture, you're like, hey, we need to build
BC.
We
are going to buy our rupees, the black masses.
We need iPhones with the 2 SIM card for better connectivity for parliamentary jobs. Eh, what?
I'm telling you, because of the agriculture is going to pollute the atmosphere, and then now we have to consider that we have to spend more money on that to when it comes to environment. You see?
Imagine.
Then now you look at yourself with empty fridge. And you know when it's empty, start making a lot of noise. And you are broke. You cannot put anything to keep quiet. I think we live in that situation now.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, you live in where? Your house break. You are landing at the house break.
I'm telling you.
That makes sense.
That
makes sense at all.
This life is not...
I think in our country, especially when we're looking at traffic, I think in our country, just there's no alley which we are doing better. Seriously. Comparing to other countries. Look, we can say Angola, Angola, yeah, Angola, what? But seriously, Angola, they're able to feed themselves.
We are even encouraged to buy mango from them.
We're actually encouraged to buy mango from
obvious.
Them. That's the only cool thing I saw about this whole thing. I'm like, hey, thank God.
Thank God we are allowed to do order with me from Angola.
Is about any group that guys, we are living in this situation now where we are able to be fed by what retailers. Mm-hmm. There is gonna just leave it there, Mungula till election. Because if you look now, Enumut, what are you going to tell me that now Oshkango is benefiting out of what? What is economical there, you can see, you know, from Oshkango?
Mm-hmm.
Apart from Mungula, which are doing most. There's nothing, literally, there's no factory, there's no industry. There's nothing producing in Oshkango. But it become a town, then the people who are used to it, their cattle, having their mahangu, plowing, and no more having, because now it become what? Tilahun, mm-hmm. factory of what? Having a plotter here and there and there. And Namibians start learning from here.
Yeah.
It's very painful, man.
Now I have the stats for you. Thank you. Now, we had a drought again in 2019 during presidential election.
There's nothing wrong.
The most severe drought in recent years occurred in 2019.
But then they are calling the recent one the worst.
This is too much of a coincidence.
There must be something.
Now,
what's opening our tap and the crosses? There must be somebody.
No.
I think we need to ask the good minister of environment.
Yeah, the good ministry. not environment. Works and transport. There's someone there. There was someone there who said, and I quote, "Swapo works with God."
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
They must tell us.
Uh-huh.
There must be something really.
Someone from the ruling party is calling heaven. We have another election. Man shutting off the rain taps. Because 2013, drought. 2014, election. 2019, drought. 2019, drought, election. 2024, drought, election. What's going on here?
Yeah. There must be something fishing.
Something fishy is going on here.
Yeah, seriously. And I want to say something, man. There was a nice debate today, continuously. We are talking about traditional authority.
Oh, yeah, that one. Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, I want even, because I'm always like violent, I want to call in, but only that I didn't get through.
Yeah.
Because now we have our traditional leaders crying to be given a permission by democracy
to be recognized.
To be given a chance to do things. But I'm wondering, you know, always in Muto to keep cash, you guys, that, you know, Netherlands, they just pull it off. Instead of going the other way around, they want to put them. It's what I'm saying. They have to consider this, what I'm going to say now. Look, hopefully, they are the one who has the line it. When it comes to even their own people, whatever, even their land, cattle, you name it, everything doesn't have value. Once you cross the red line,
mm-hmm.
including even the people, when they're there, don't consider themselves that they're having value.
Not so, even your marriage have value.
No, not even
there.
Your.
If you are married there, you are single here.
I'm even wondering that, you guys, why can't you just come together and then you create your own political party?
Chance, you know,
you keep them on tow. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you.
You know what?
Because now you are crying to have a piece of cake, but the cake is in front of you, and you are having a knife also to cut it. But mm-hmm. you want this democracy to give you a knife. Well, you know why I'm saying that? If you put it in the scenario that, you know, this is not for it, you have people.
Mm-hmm.
And the people will belong to you. Not to the politician, the government, you say yourself. No, but once you organize yourself, put up a strategy, then you compete with them,
mm-hmm.
done deal. Then it's a way I think the way it's supposed to be. And then the credit what you are talking about today, this law is supposed to be, no, this law, my friend, once you are left in the doing things a traditional way, there will mm-hmm. be no more like a 5% of, you know, uranium. Mm-hmm. No, what? No, that will become a name. Because we are doing our own thing, then and now it's a traditional. The one we are commanding, no more about this democracy. Democracy means you can apply in Europe, not here. That's how it's about to be. That's the only way, man. But if you look even the way this guy boy from Nigeria, the way they do it, oh, very small free, and we are inspired by him. But here, we are not really doing anything. It's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Just organize yourself. No politician must be involved. It doesn't even count anything when you say, hey, I'm telling you, you see those prisoners, they start shaking. But yeah, they are here sidelining you from everything.
Yeah.
It's not supposed to be like that. Then you are getting a country, getting a 3% in your natural resource. And then somebody is telling you, oil is not yours, but they are from where? And we spend 30 billion looking for oil, then somebody just...
No, for that money, I think let's find out who got the tender to look for this oil, because I don't think we looked at all.
Listen, somebody told you guys that, you know, the oil is in here because they've done already the search. Don't make that mistake to dig.
Yeah, we were doing our money.
At the end of the day, again, we have to get like a 10% or whatever in our oil. Ah, yeah, man. Mm-mm. Let us do something.
All right.
Sharpman.
Yeah. You know, I'm not the expert here, but from my understanding, I don't think traditional authority and democracy can coexist, because traditional authority leans towards monarchy kind of ruling kind of power structure than it is to this whole, you know, newfound democracy. Because the oldest form of a ruling system we have on this continent, irrespective of which part of the planet you are from, is kings and queens. Now, somewhere, this is actually where I now begin to say things that gets me really worked out. Before we adopt something, let's understand why it is the way that why it's structured the way that it is. Rulers in Europe were known to abuse power in the most despotic way possible, which is what forced their scholars and citizens to come up with representative governance, separation of powers, and all that crap. Now, the thing is, you have a structure that that was born from abuse of power in the traditional leadership halfway across the world, being applied in a part of the world where traditional leaders, well, also known for abusing power, but no way on that scale. For one, World War I and II wasn't our idea. World War I and II was actually trace it back to the origin, and you have a bunch of entitled, spoiled brats fighting for power. And then millions, literally millions of innocent young men and women were caught in the crossfire. And by the way, none of these morons that started this war actually fought in this war. Well, there were a couple of executions here and there, which they deserved fully because they started the whole crap. Because now, again, what you see is that Marie Antoinette and her corruption of letting them eat cake to her delegates when her people were starving, which then led the French. Which one thing I like about the French is when they are going out to protest, they are not joking. They build the machine. They built a machine which was solely designed for decapitating royalties. In other words, the people that were in the quote-unquote traditional leadership, aka monarchs in Europe, were so good at abusing power that the people, the scholars and their people had to think outside the box when it comes to coming up with a new power structure. So they came up with, democracy was not as big as it is, but it has always existed, but not to this scale. Therefore, they had to revamp it again. The French did. Jacques Rousseau. Now, some philosophers like that decided to sort of like revamp it and throw in the, more like tweak it with the separation of power, the three branches of the government, to make sure that the power does not only belong to one guy risking abuse. All this nonsense took place where in Europe. Now you have that very same power structure being. In other words, it's safe to say that democracy was built to strip power from kings, queens, aka aristocracy, or if you want, or if you wish, traditional authorities. Now, how we were convinced that these two antagonistic rules of governance can coexist is beyond me. Which is why when a place like France pointed out to during Michael's show, when a town is declared a township, is no longer under the jurisdiction of who? The king or the queen. Is the queen acquiring power here, or is the queen losing power here? Newsflash, losing power. In medieval Europe, the king was the judge, the president, the lawmaker, and the law executor, and all this in one. This power was abused in the worst way possible, that the people had to come up with a way to basically counter that power abuse, which is why we have the left and right wing. Again, guess where that comes from? French court. Man, I like the French. 0832888401. Mind the gap with Helmut. The point I'm just trying to make here is, thinking that democracy and traditional leaderships can coexist. Maybe they can coexist, but they are too opposite to exist. Why was democracy promoted? All you just have to do is read the history of the United States of America. Why did they have to run from Europe? It's because kings and queens in Europe were so drunk in power. They had windows tax. You have too much windows on your house, you have to pay tax for some of them. Then they're like, okay, this is crazy. Then they ran away and created this whole, you know, land of the free, which is now more like a land of the rich free only. If you're not rich, you're screwed. So, the biggest threat to traditional authority is democracy. This is my own analysis. You can do your own analysis. Just look at the reason why democracy was so pushed to the level where it is, why it was tweaked by philosophers. Again, it involved some rich aristocrat abusing power that forced the people to come up with a new structure of leadership. And that structure meant reducing the power that the power that the king or the queen has. Well, that power have been reduced to almost near zero, if not in negatives. Now, and then you have this continent called Africa thinking, you know what? It did not work in Europe, but we can make it work here. Well, we didn't come up with it, that's for sure, but we can make it work. I think I'm going to take a call. Eagle FM, huye more.
Hey, Zelmut, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
Good, man. Is it a country that claims to have a lot of resources, but it's now begging?
Please, we need to eat here.
That speaks to us what is wrong in our country. We have oil, we have lithium, we have uranium, we have gas. We have the landfall, we have everything, marble stone. We have green hydrogen. We give our natural resources away, and now we are going to beg to the same people that we give our natural resources away.
Help.
What kind of problem is this? We have been led by the cowards who are going in our country.
Help.
The richest country in the world in terms of natural resources turn out to be a begging country in the world.
Well, all I'm going to say is when you see those Angolan kids at the robot, give them a dollar or two, because we are not very different from them.
Leadership. It has to do with leadership. When you have a leadership problem, you can have food at home. You are giving your food away on the local end. And you go out for the people that you give your food free of charge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think we have a very wrong leadership. And now when we continue to ask and say, look, why should we buy shares in our own natural resources that's constitutionally enslaved to us?
Well, weighing in this whole help us thing was former Minister of Agriculture, me, Angola, who says farmers should grow drought-resistant crops such as cassava and maize. Okay, we will need a transition for this one, because cassava is a predominantly West African diet. So, drought-resistant products, that's not much of a big deal. But how much of us really know how to grow this crop?
Or even make use of the crop?
Easy. Yeah, you are right. Ladies, it may appear that you may want to start practicing how to cook cassava meal.
The problem with us, we like to copy and paste things, but the context of other people's country and our country are always different. That's our problem. Look, because the natural pattern for the weather is different from our country.
But there's a bright side here. The bright side is that the president call on Saturday came after he urged police officers on Friday to allow Namibians to import mahangu from Angola.
Excuse me?
Namibians can now import. I don't know what that means, because import itself, the word itself, can be very vague. Namibians can now import mahangu from Angola. I don't know whether this import
the president wants is saying the police must allow us to bring in to people to bring in mahangu from Angola free of charge. But it's not the police that's imposing mahangu, it's NAMLA. I hope the commissioner of NAMLA was also in Donga by the Chu. He was there. He could call him to the court and tell him. Because it's what I always say.
Uh-huh.
When people are 40,000 because their car was found in Fungungula, when they are paying 40,000 because their car was impounded with goods, they are not paying to the police.
Oh.
They are paying to NAMLA.
So at the point...
And even when they are paying such money, NALA is treating the people, it's not in their policy. The policy says, if I'm bringing good in the country, you take out and degrade good. Not a car. If I'm coming with a car loaded with fuel and I do not degrade fuel for NAMLA to be able to collect tax and facilitate trade, they take what I loaded in the car, not just to impound my car.
Okay, Omlemba, we have to wrap it up here, but I have one more question for you. So what you are saying is this statement would have been better directed to NAMRA.
Yes, he must call Sam Sibute.
So in other words, even if you have Mahangu, if after the president's speech, if you see the police, don't run. But if you see a blue suit with an orange suit, tie, run.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, clear.
The police do not suppose, even when people are bringing in things from the border, the police do not supposed to be involved.
All right.
So they are involved because our police are corrupt. Because they want to extort bread from those people. That function is not within their mandate of their work.
Okay.
It's NAMLA mandate.
Okay. Yeah. 3 minutes past the hour of 11, Sizuma Saricho with Vomana Lisa. Yeah, Fa Eagle FM Fat. How are you?
Yeah, no, that really sounded so nice, Shem.
Very convincing.
I should give it to you. Yes.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, no, it really sounded so nice. Keep it up.
By 2033, I want to be a millionaire with a plot in the Zambezi.
Yeah.
Yeah, with a farm of mango. That's the dream.
Okay.
Yes.
That's a nice dream.
Yeah.
Achievable one.
Yeah,
for that matter.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Married to three wives, all of them Zambezians.
Yeah, no, that is an achievable dream, that's for sure.
Fingers crossed.
You should just have money. You know, one thing that I've said is that women don't have a problem being in a polygamous marriage. You should just have money. Huh. Because there is no way I'm going to become a third wife to a broke man. What do you mean?
I mean love.
No, guys, I don't eat love. I don't dress love. I don't sleep on love. Just make sure you have money. I'll be your fourth wife.
All right, you hear that?
Yes.
All you just have to do is drive a vrupa. And then...
Have money. You don't even have to drive a vrupa. Just have money. That's it.
Huh.
Yes.
Okay, well, here is where she takes over. She've given you the advice on how to get lucky with her.
Yeah.
And now that we basically come to the end of our show until tomorrow. Same time, same place here on your favorite radio station. Well, the advice we got from Omlemba is that regardless of what the president said on Friday about importing Mahangu from Angola.
Angola.
If you see the police, tell them the president say so. But if you see NAMRA, hide your maize, hide your Mahangu, and then tell them Vatsukje.
Mm.
Yeah, you may want to say it in Afrikaans. Not my Afrikaans, no, but just say it in Afrikaans. But Sukje. Well, you all have a good one with Vomana Lisa.